It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors, voted best painters in the Triangle by Indy Week and featuring a 4.9 star Google rating. Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are joined now on the phone by Carborough Mayor Barbara Fushi. Barbara, thanks for jumping on the phone with us.
Hey, happy Friday. How's it going?
It's going well. And where you're in Raleigh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually in Raleigh. I've been here since yesterday at the North Carolina Black Summit, which is put on by the North Carolina Black Alliance. This particular group advocates for environmental justice and also voter protections, amongst other things. And this summit is put on every year by the North Carolina Black Alliance. We have breakout sessions. I just came out of one with some of our North Carolina General Assembly members talking through various items. And so I'm really enjoying my time here, you know, getting a lot of networking in and just interacting with other Black elected officials from North Carolina, as well as other Black leaders from across the state.
Sounds great. How much longer are you there?
I'll be here through tomorrow.
Nice. Well, we also had a Carborough Town Council meeting this week that had a lot going on in it. So I thought we'd start with the amendment to the town's land use ordinance. How did the council kind of arrive at that decision, and what can you tell us about that project?
Yeah, so just not to get too deep in the weeds with it, because there's quite a bit there. You know, there was a series of amendments, and are we talking about the one with the cafe down on Jones Ferry Road?
Yes.
Is that the one that we're
yes.
talking about? Yeah, so there was a series of amendments that was put forth by Councilmember Catherine Frey, and also really by Mayor Pro Tem now. He also added in some things that he wanted to see. And all of it is tied to getting us accustomed to moving in a way where we're aligning more with the vision that's been set forth in our comprehensive plan. And we know that we are going to do a land use ordinance rewrite, but do we really have to wait for the land use ordinance to be rewritten to start moving in that direction? And that was the whole point of the amendments that Councilmember Frey put forth, you know, for that agenda item. It was very exciting for me. And I said in the meeting, I said, I certainly can get behind all those amendments. But the thing about it was that it changed the draft ordinance to the point where now, you know, we kind of have to start over with the applicant because it was four or five different amendments. Some of it was around the parking requirements. There was some conversation about that. So now this will be re-advertised and brought back to us at a future date because the amendments changed it to the point that. And the council was in agreement for the amendments, too. It just changed everything to the point where we, you know, we kind of have to start over with the applicant in this whole process.
We're visiting with Carborough Mayor Barbara Fushi. And I know Councilmember Frey had some concerns about the actual process here and if it makes sense to be kind of doing this one project at a time. I wonder if you could respond to that.
Right. And so, you know, in trying to bring items such as the one Tuesday night forward using our current land use ordinance and having an approved comprehensive plan, they just don't communicate well with each other for the direction that we want. And so it started Tuesday night with this particular item. It's not about making it difficult to get projects done in town. It's really just making sure that decisions that we make now and into the future are aligning with our comprehensive plan, more with our comprehensive plan goals, as well as the fact that we are planning our land use ordinance rewrite. So, I mean, that's, you know, that was what I got out of everything that occurred that night.
Right. We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi and talking business of the town council on earlier this week. And wonder if there's anything else that stood out to you. That was the main thing that I had kind of circled from that. There was also some affordable housing proposals that seemed kind of important, or anything else you want to talk
about? I sure will. Thank you for reminding me of that, Andrew. So that had to do first with the reallocation of some ARPA money. There was a couple of projects that were brought forth to us, one from Habitat for Humanity and also from Empowerment, Inc. And the council, a couple of years ago, we had actually allocated we had allocated $1 million for affordable housing. But those were two really terrific projects from two great affordable housing providers. And so the difference was a little over $500,000. And so the reallocation of the ARPA funding from some other areas and other departments within the town allowed us to be able to come up with that $1.6 million that was needed to fund Habitat for Humanity as well as Empowerment, Inc. And so that was just like a huge, huge win. Everybody was really excited to be able to do that for both of those organizations.
Definitely great to hear those stories when they come out, as you know, it's obviously one of the issues that kind of dominates the conversation here locally. So when we hear some movement being made on those projects, it's always good news. We're visiting with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi, and those were the main things I had to talk about. I know we've got a lot going on around town. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
I know tomorrow, which is Saturday, there's the Northside Festival. I'm kind of on the border of Carrboro and Chapel Hill, so that's going on tomorrow afternoon. Carrboro Day is coming up on May 5th. So that's exciting always every year. And also the community dinner. That's going on this Sunday, I believe, from 12 to 4. Not sure about the time, but that'll be going on Sunday. So it's getting warmer, you know, so that means a lot more things, you know, are starting to happen. And also let's not forget about the Freight Train Blues series, which is going to start on May 3rd at Town Commons. So that's three or four good announcements for folks to kind of latch on to.
That's right. And we should have fantastic weather for the Northside Festival on Saturday. So that's good news. And then the community dinner is 1 o'clock start time at the McDougall School on
Community dinner. Okay. Yeah, that's always a really great feel-good community event for any. And I know the tickets are only available online for any that are interested in going. I'll be there serving.
Excellent. Look for Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi at the community dinner on Sunday. And thank you so much for making time while you're out of town at the conference. And look forward to talking again real soon.
All right. Take care, Andrew. Thank you.